Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this fourth Sunday in Advent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn. Hark the herald angels sing glory to the newborn King. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the fourth Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 45, as follows. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "What Child Is This?" Amen. us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Savior, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. As we celebrate the hope, peace, joy, and love Jesus brings with His grace divine during this Christmas time. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 1, with special attention to verses 41 and 42 as follows. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, blessed is the fruit of your womb. That is a wonderful message on this fourth Sunday in Advent, as we prepare ourselves to celebrate next Friday and Saturday the birth of Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Yes, blessed is the fruit of your womb. There's no question about the fact that the baby to be born of Mary was going to be blessed, as her cousin Elizabeth, who was also pregnant, was suddenly filled with the Holy Spirit and shouted with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." The words we confess together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. But unfortunately, there are still millions of people who doubt and question the miraculous birth of Jesus, just like Mary and Joseph did at first. Even though they accept Jesus as a great prophet, teacher, and rabbi, they have a very difficult time to accept him as their Savior and Messiah, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. And yet for God, nothing is impossible, because the miraculous birth of Jesus was very special and unique, unlike any other baby that had ever been born before. We read in the Gospel of Matthew the announcement by the angel of the Lord, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Mary had been chosen to be the mother of our Lord, and therefore she was blessed among all women, to be the one who was going to give birth to a very special and unique baby, because he will save his people from their sins. The words we also find in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." As a matter of fact, the miraculous birth of Jesus is perhaps not only the greatest story ever told in all human history, but also at the same time, a great mystery. And why? Because even Mary did not quite understand it at first, when she asked the angel of the Lord, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, for nothing is impossible with God." Even Joseph was troubled and did not quite understand it at first either. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18, "His mother was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit." In those days, an engagement was legally binding by Jewish law, even though they were not living together as husband and wife. So Joseph, being a just man, did not want to put her to shame. In other words, sign the necessary legal papers and documents, but not have her judged and stoned for her infidelity and unfaithfulness as a violation of her marriage vows according to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 23. If a man happens to meet in town a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. But before Joseph could divorce her quietly, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And when Joseph had awakened from his sleep, he no longer questioned it or wanted to divorce her quietly, but did what the angel had told him to do. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 24, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Yes, even though Joseph was very troubled and did not quite understand the miraculous birth of Jesus at first, and as we confess in the words of the Apostles' Creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he still accepted it. He accepted it by faith, because Joseph also believed that nothing is impossible with God. And so Joseph took Mary home to be his wife until the child was born in Bethlehem, not in a palace surrounded by pomp, wealth, and circumstance, but in a manger surrounded by the hay and the animals, because there was no room for them in the inn. We read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. Yes, even though Jesus was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he became a lowly King and Lord, so that he could become our Savior and offer us the forgiveness of all our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life through our faith in him as our Messiah and Savior. And even though he was born in a lowly manger surrounded by the hay and the animals, today he is surrounded by the whole world with Christmas lights, trees and decorations everywhere, with Christmas cards and presents being sent out and given to everyone, reminding us that when all is said and done, it is still his birthday, not ours, that we celebrate at Christmas. As a matter of fact, as we read the Christmas story from the Gospel of St. Matthew and St. Luke, and sing the joyous Christmas carols next Friday on Christmas Eve, we are reminded again that it is indeed his birthday that we celebrate with the hope, peace, joy, and love he brings with his grace divine during this Christmas time. Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Unfortunately, there are still millions of people who doubt and question the miraculous birth of Jesus, just like Mary and Joseph did at first. How can this be, since I am a virgin? And before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. They continued to accept Jesus only as a great prophet, teacher, and rabbi, but refused to accept him as their Savior and Messiah. So I hope and pray that we will always believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Savior. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That we will always believe in the words we confess in the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Yes, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. May our prayer today be the words of the next hymn. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To believe in the miraculous birth of Jesus as our Savior, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, as we celebrate the hope, peace, joy, and love Jesus brings with His grace divine during this Christmas time. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, during this joyous Christmas time, As we celebrate the birth of Jesus as our Savior and Messiah, there is sadness and grief for many who have lost their homes and businesses across 6 states in the Southwest, especially in Kentucky, by powerful tornadoes killing more than 100 people and causing injury to many others. Father, we also pray for those who are homeless, helpless, lonely, or without a job or a place to call home. We pray especially for those who are shut-ins, either at home or in a convalescent home. Father, we pray for those who are going through personal problems right now, whether it be a torn relationship in their family, a betrayal by a friend or neighbor, an addiction to drugs or alcohol, an anxiety or stress, especially for those who are going to college away from home. Father, we pray for those who have been afflicted by a serious or terminal illness or the death of a loved one recently or during the past year as they grieve and mourn their loss. Father, we pray for those who are serving in United States Armed Forces, not only here at home, but especially overseas. We pray for their families as they celebrate Christmas without them. Father, we pray for law enforcement, firefighters, paramedics, first responders, nurses, and doctors who have diligently responded and served every one of us during the coronavirus, as well as protecting us from violent protests and looting throughout our nation this past year. Father, we also pray that you will help us to eradicate the coronavirus, so that we can live again a normal life without the fear of getting infected, sick, and especially of dying from it. Father, we pray for peace throughout the world. We pray for all leaders of all nations, especially for the President, Vice President, and the Congress of the United States of America. We also pray for our state, county, and local government, as well as for the Supreme Court and all the courts in our nation, so that we can enjoy the freedom, liberty, and justice in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Father, we pray especially for our nation, as we say with pride in God we trust and sing God bless America and America the beautiful. Heavenly Father, we pray that the good news of the birth of our Savior will bring to all those we prayed for today the hope, peace, joy, and love of Jesus. Amid the turmoil and uncertainties we are presently living in the world today, a time to pause and reflect on your blessings, and especially in the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior, our Messiah, and Prince of Peace. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High. Amen.
Thank you.
us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fourth Sunday in Advent, as we prepare ourselves to celebrate another Christmas with the birth of Jesus as our Savior and Messiah, we sing the closing hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night. And then as we listen to the Hallelujah Chorus, performed by André Rieu and the Johann Strauss Orchestra and Choir, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Amen.